This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Here we go. It's our 5 G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Time for an audio celebration of the football weekend that was. Man, I cannot wait for next week's TD Tuesday with these college football playoff games. This is going to be insane. Gosh, yes. But still, we had an amazing weekend of NFL football, and some of these scores were outrageously entertaining. Here's Wolchuk and Chiafalo to kick off that TD Tuesday.
Let's do it, baby. It's time for TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak, boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak.
And we start in the Big Apple MetLife Stadium, where pregame you are having airplanes flying to fire people in the organization. Mm-hmm. And then it was a fireable offense for four quarters where Lamar Jackson and Justice Hill made the Giants feel oh so small.
Second down. Isaiah likely goes in motion. Lamar takes the snap. Blitz pressure coming. Lamar throws to Justice Hill.
Oh, he's all by himself.
20, 15, 10, 5. Hill in the end zone. Pays in the barn. And the Ravens have knocked out the Giants.
Boom. There's the KO right there. Ravens Radio Network with the call. Lamar Jackson keeping his MVP hopes alive with just a truly masterful performance. At one point, did you see him scrambling and having to like pull up his pants?
Yeah, he said he felt wind or breeze.
A little bit of breeze.
A
little tickle.
Yeah.
Picked him up, kept on going. Amazing game for Lamar. Let's go to Carolina Panthers Radio Network. There wasn't a lot to celebrate thanks to our Cowboys just kicking the crap out of them, but there was one scary moment, and it happened because of the Coker.
42 seconds to go. Panther ball from their own 17. They empty it out. Young is in the gun. Bryce throws deep down.
Oh, he's open.
Coker wide open. He's got the 45. He's got midfield. Down the right sideline. Nobody to beat. Jalen Coker, 83 yards for the score.
They were as shocked as we were.
Yeah.
They were like, what the hell? Oh, my God, he's open.
That dude's the real deal.
I didn't know he could run that fast.
No, that was the first Panthers 80-plus yard touchdown since Christian McCaffrey in 2019.
Wow.
So you have to go back a little bit of a ways here. But they weren't the longest drought, though. I think you had, the Patriots haven't had one since like 2013.
Wow.
The Packers haven't had one since 2014.
Surprising.
So the 80-plus yard touchdown is ever elusive. Except for, of course, Jalen Coker when he's playing the Cowboys.
It's a quality TD right there.
That's a rare TD. You got to appreciate it, man. All right.
Wow, he ran a 4.57.
That
must have been a bad combine.
Could you next gen what he topped off at on that play? What was his MPH?
Yeah, it was just under 22.
Oh, that's right. We already did that.
Yeah, I remember from
21 and change. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was moving.
Crazy.
He was moving. So was Geno Stone of the Bengals after he did the inevitable thing to Will Levis.
Levis under center again, turns around, fakes a handoff to Pollard, wants to throw, fires, intercepted, Stone running it back, Geno's at the 25, 20, battle in front to block, he's to the 10, the 5, to the goal line, touchdown, Bengals, Geno Stone with a pick six, and the Bengals have their fourth takeaway of the day.
Yeah.
Go, baby.
To the bench you go, Will Levis. Here comes Mason Rudolph.
I love it. Good
Dave
stuff.
Lapham.
Good stuff, Dave. We love you, Bengals Radio Network. All right, let's go to Cleveland. This was their only TD, but it was a glorious run as Jerome Ford took it 62 yards to the house.
Second and 23. Browns run a draw. Ford has it. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. 50. Jerome Ford down the sideline. KC 40. 30. Foot race. 10. Touchdown. Jerome Ford. 62 yards. And the Browns are on the board.
A little bit of a sing song there.
Yeah.
62 yards, and the Browns are on the board.
Is that Andrew Siciliano?
It is.
Siciliano.
Siciliano.
Yeah. The man with the ears.
I stood behind him one time checking
Couldn't see him?
It's legit.
Yeah. No, those things are giant.
They're legit.
He could fly away like Dumbo.
He looks like an ear with humans hanging from his face. God bless him. All right. Let's get to Denver, where Mr. Spread, Mr. Bo Nix, was getting it done, but it was the defense. Nick Bonito, this guy's having a DPOY kind of season here on what is maybe the worst trick play we've seen in a decade.
This is going to be a double pass. They throw it, complete it, throw it back to Richardson. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted, Nick Bonito. Bonito to the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. 50 yards on the pick six.
I mean, wow. They're just laughing. They're laughing at what has just gone on here. But, yeah, he's done this a couple of times now. The Oklahoma Sooner, Nick Bonito, Broncos Radio Network with the call. Let's go to the Lions, where we had a big man TD. And you know, if there's a big man TD, we're playing it on TD Tuesday. Take it away, Mr. Skipper.
Off in behind center on second and four. Takes, fakes the give. Boots.
Skip!
Now throws, got a man wide open. He's down!
Head down! Head down! End zone! Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
BMT!
Skipper!
BMT! Big man touchdown that time!
BLT.
The BLT?
Big man BMT? Touchdown.
BMT.
Did you say BMT?
Yeah.
I'm thinking big and lettuce tomato.
I know. I'm like,
that's a big man.
You hungry, Sam? I feel you.
Give me that sandwich.
Toasted bread, please.
That was an impressive play right there.
It was. It was beautiful.
I mean, they've been hell-bent on getting Dan Skipper into the end zone. It was only a matter of time. That was well-designed, well-executed. Big man TD for the win. All right, we stay in the NFC North, and we get to Jordan Love. And this was a Packers takeover.
It was.
And what is supposed to be one of the biggest home field advantages, the 12th man in Seattle. It was go Pack go chance after it was Jordan Love and him some Romeo.
Snap to Love, has time, lofts it, middle of the end zone for Dobbs, diving grab, touchdown! Oh, what a play! What a throw, what a catch, Romeo Dobbs!
Get excited, Green Bay Packer Radio Network, hell of a call.
Larry McCarron.
Larry is, he's getting excited. Packers are starting to peak at the right time, much like last year, Jordan Love picking up his play, and now they're getting healthier.
Yeah, I think his play is and decision making is one of the reasons they have a chance here in this conference.
Let's go to Houston, where CJ Stroud, maybe a little sophomore slump this year. They got some big games down the stretch. They're looking like they're gonna win that division. It's gonna be okay, but he is loving having his best buddy Nico Collins back.
Bunch formation right, CJ under center, mix him in the backfield, second and goal at the 6. CJ fakes the give, boots out to the right. He's on the roll. CJ looking. CJ trying to buy some time. Throws to the end zone. Caught! Nico Collins! Touchdown number 2 on the day.
Man.
Dude, Nico Collins.
It's been amazing.
Like, where are we at here with him as a top flight receiver? He's surefire top 10.
They weren't very good offensively until he came back.
No, big time difference maker for them. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Slants, all those big routes he runs.
Let's head back to Denver. Before the Colts did their disaster trick play, you did have Anthony Richardson, who can't throw the ball 23 yards accurately, but he can run the hell out of that
thing.
Sure
can.
Yeah.
Pistol formation. Anthony Richardson keeps it off edge inside the 20. He's at the 15.
Gone.
10, 5. Touchdown, INDY. It's Anthony Richardson with a 23 gallop to the end zone. The Colts have drawn first blood in Denver.
He's galloping in Denver, baby. Colts Radio Network with the call. Let's go to Jacksonville now, where Mac Jones was doing Rizzler impressions, and he's got a buddy in LSU's own Brian Thomas Jr.
Hmm.
Shotgun. Bigsby, the running back. Play fake. Mac looks. Fires toward the end zone. Caught for the touchdown. Brian Thomas Jr. for the score.
Oh, they got a mismatch.
Brian Thomas Jr., thank you, Jaguars Radio, for the call. Yep. But Brian Thomas Jr., man, it's
Fantasy owners know it and love it, but he's on the Jags, and so you just kind of hide in the noon o'clock hour.
Somebody's
got to
catch those passes.
But in terms of rookie receivers,
yep.
Is it fair to say he's having the best season? I mean, I think Malik Nabers has been awesome. We know what type of crap he's had to deal with, but Brian Thomas Jr., LSU, he might be
the number. It's probably not the number of touchdowns, though. Thomas, I think, has had far more touchdowns.
Thomas has a lot of touchdowns. Ladd McConkey's had some good games as well. But yeah, he's definitely in that conversation.
All right, we head to the dog pound in Cleveland, where Patrick Mahomes, before he got rolled up on, Xavier was worthy of the cause.
Worthy lines up in the backfield with Kareem Hunt. First and 10 play. They swing it on the near flat with a screen. Worthy 15, 10, downfield block, touchdown! Kansas City on a swing screen to the near side to Xavier Worthy. And now the Kansas City Chiefs have their first three-possession lead of the season.
Wow.
Wow, that's
that is nuts.
Goodness gracious,
that is crazy.
Dude.
Xavier Worthy, another one of those rookie receivers. Let's go to New England. One of our favorite broadcasts, team, the Patriots Radio Network. Drake May did actually find the end zone, and it was a TD pass to DeMario Douglas.
Two receivers left, two right. Stevenson right of May. Douglas motions left. Drake takes the snap, drop back. He's being pressured. He's rolling left. May is going to run across the five. He shovels it into the end zone. And the pass is caught by Pop Douglas. Touchdown, Patriots.
I thought Scott Zolak just lost himself there for a second.
Oh!
And then the shovel pass for the touchdown. He, man, we got to get him on life support there.
Drake May will bring it out of you, man.
He will.
He's playing some ball right there. That chest pass or whatever that was.
Made it
Josh
happen.
Allen did a chest pass too, but I think they ended up calling it back.
Damn it.
But yeah, Drake May, he's playing some football right now. We'll see what that coaching situation. That's a struggle bus. All right, we go to the Superdome. The home of what is going to be this year's Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And the Saints certainly won't be in it. But how about this for the old Cowboy friend Cedric Wilson? Trick play alert to Mr. Kamara.
There's could be double pass. Cedric Wilson looking to throw, looking for the end zone, looking for Alvin. Alvin makes the catch. Touchdown, New Orleans. Cedric Wilson. Pass to the near side. Then Wilson throw to the far corner.
They might just need to consider putting Cedric Wilson at quarterback now. Yeah, Derek Carr out for the year.
Yeah, make him the Colts quarterback and use Richardson as the gimmick play guy.
Yeah, just go with Ced here. Why not? All right, let's go to the J-E-T-S, Jets.
Did you almost forget how to spell?
Radio Network. I almost pulled, what's our fullback's buddy, Tony Richardson? Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, they were vintage. Fourth quarter, it was unbelievable. Here was the game winner.
Well protected. Fires one up the seam for Adams. He's got him in stride at the 30, at the 20, 10, 5, spins, end zone, touchdown. Devontae Adams streaks down the middle, and Aaron Rodgers puts it right in his hands.
Man, Bob Wisdusen's been waiting for that. He has not had a lot of great moments to call there, but they were ready for that one.
That was a turn back the clock moment.
Sure was.
There, the final 4 minutes of that game. Vintage Rodgers to Devontae Adams. And now the documentary is officially out. The Enigma one.
So Sean has already a full report. We'll probably get it in the morning tomorrow.
This is just like a one episode thing. It's not like a multi episode deal or.
No,
okay. All right. Well,
I'm not sure.
Looking forward to that one.
I'll do some research.
From one Devontae TD to another, we head to Filthy for Broadus's favorite play by play man.
Hurts in the gun. Hurts is back. Hurts looking. Hurts fires. Hurts completes it. Devontae Smith.
There he is.
On a quick slant.
He's in on the action.
He is.
You ask about Devontae, well, there he is right there.
Well, I was just feeling bad for him. He was left out, but now he's right back in.
Oh, the idea that you could have swollen tongue syndrome,
man,
and still be the voice of an NFL franchise.
It fits there.
But
it
he's does. A sweetheart. He's a great man.
Great job,
right,
man.
Right, Broadus?
Right.
You're the man.
Absolutely.
All right, and we'll close it down with the Commandos as Jaden Daniels was doing Jaden Daniels things and found a way to get the ball to Scary Terry for a glorious TD.
Saints bring four. Daniels pumps, be chased to the left, stops. Cuts back, drop the ball, picks it up, throws it towards the end zone.
Oh,
in between defenders. Was that caught? It was! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Unbelievable catch by McLaurin in between defenders!
Losing their minds on the Commanders Radio Network in three episodes, it looks like, for this Aaron Rodgers enigma deal.
I'm good. There's some things I just know I'm not going to have time for.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, boys.
Thank you.
Another edition of TD Tuesday is in the books. Okay, we have the Fan After Dark coming up full 4 hours tonight, 7 to 11. Fred and Blake are in there throwing heat already in the bullpen. Looks like Blake has like a cowboy hat on, but it's too small. So that should be fun on the fan cam here coming up. We'll chat with them about 6:45. A sports hodgepodge coming up next, though, Chief. Where are you taking it?
We got some tasty football leftovers. We got the Madden movie and a new combat sport.